Hobart's hidden treasures. On ABC Radio Perth.
Hello to you, Chris Parry.
G'day, Ro. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm looking forward to getting out of the studio and soaking up the craziness and the enthusiasm and excitement that's
the
happening
air
around
of excitement.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's I've seen lots of the footage this week of activities happening in the city and those who went along to the final training sessions for the teams yesterday. And yeah, there's plenty of fun to be had out there and lucky enough to be heading along to the game this afternoon, this evening. So
lucky you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We set you a bit of a challenge this week.
A really good challenge, actually. And normally my challenges involve me going and experiencing everything myself. Mm. But this time round, I've needed to call in my networks. So right up front, a big thank you to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries for helping me pull this story together. And I know we're taking in the Pilbara and the Kimberley, and we've got at least one thing from the Pilbara. I was expecting Sam Tomlin from the ABC Kununurra office to help out as well, but he's too busy posting pictures of pints in front of glorious sunsets.
Yeah, good for some, isn't it?
Good for some.
It's all right. That build-up will be getting nasty pretty soon, and he won't even want to go down to sunset because he'll be sweating so much. And no, it's just us wimps that don't live up there that are like that, I suppose. Where are you going to take us first then?
All right. Look, I'm rising up. I'm back on the street and I did my time and I took my chances, went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man and his will to survive. So we're going to be talking about the different sports. And there's a great quote from that Hawthorn coach, John Kennedy, don't think, do something. And that's our mantra here with Hidden Treasures, don't think, get out and do something. So we've got a list of sports that include at least one I bet you've never heard of and at least one you can't believe is a sport. So we start with the first one?
Yeah, let's get going. Alrighty. Where are we going?
So we know a couple of weeks ago I was over on Wadjimup and I heard about this great event, the Wadjimup Cup. You might think footy season's going to be over by November and it's all dried up, but there's another opportunity. You can watch a carnival of WA's best young Aboriginal players from Clontarf. On Saturday the 6th of November, 120 Aboriginal boys from Carnarvon all the way down to Esperance, out to the goldfields, will be playing a footy carnival. So get across to Wadjimup, pick a team to support. The boys will be doing a cultural experience tour that is the same tour that all visitors to the island can experience and should make their own rite of passage.
We talked about that one very recently, but yeah, I'm sure there'll be some pretty fine footy on display that weekend as well. Now, we're looking at a really wide range of sports, so you know, you say you're not into footy or whatever, stay listening because there might possibly be something in this segment for everyone. There's an ancient Indian martial arts sport that you want us to check out as a way of example.
Yeah, look, for any of us who've worked in an organisation where you have to go and do team building exercises, where they toss you a milk crate and a stick and say, get across the crocodile infested river, that's what this one reminds me of. It's called kabaddi. It's an ancient Indian martial arts and it works in teams to protect and defend each other. And it's as much about strategy as it is about strength, how you can all help each other to achieve your aims of defeating the other team. They have tournaments in Perth that attract 1,500 people. And I think the last one was at grounds, might have been the Murdoch Uni grounds, and there was actually noise complaints from the adjacent nursing home. So they have a lot of fun, they make a lot of noise, but it's really it's a martial arts team building exercise.
Oh, team building exercises reminds me of, yeah, here's some equipment, make a raft, get
That's
yourself
right.
across.
Everybody's get across safely.
The ones where you've got to get, people over and back, which you know means someone's got to carry someone and then you're sort of judging people by weight and size and strength. Yep. And anyway, I'm sure whilst I'm poo-pooing it because, it's the worst nightmare for people like me, probably. Mm. Good fun to go and watch.
It's a good way to pull a hammy quickly, a team building exercise. I'll just sit this one out, thanks.
All right, what are we going to find at Lake Munger Primary School?
Lake Munger Primary School on a Sunday morning, take your flagon with a dragon, cheer on Knights of Old at the Barony of Anila, which is described as Perth's largest medieval group, which surprises me that there are enough medieval groups that there's one you can describe
largest.
As the largest. They do combat archery, which sees participants wear their finest armour, and it's described as medieval paintball, but with arrows. So you've got the opportunity there for a bit of theatre, but you've got the sport of like paintball, hunting down your opponents who are similarly protected in armour and flying off a few arrows to defeat the other team.
Okay, we're covering some a wide breadth of things that loosely fall under the classification of sports. Tell us about where we might find some combat sports.
Yeah, look, let's thank a very combative ex-Docker player, Anthony Grover, for this one. Let's get some people into some bruising encounters with combat sports. So in October and November, so just around the corner, Muay Thai tournaments are going to be held at Curtin Stadium, HBF Stadium and the Perth Convention Centre. So this is a sport that relies on stand-up physical strength, and just like the grand final tonight, it's all about attrition. Last the longest and you win.
All right, take us back to Mirrabooka. It's a place we visited before.
It is. And look, this is another one that's all about attrition, table tennis, but not just table tennis. This is table tennis in Mirrabooka with Vietnamese senior citizens. It's all one word. So this is a story broken by Molly during the Mirrabooka special a few months ago. Molly discovered that the Vietnamese citizens group needed something active and competitive to participate in, and found that table tennis formed friendships and rivalry, and Molly even risked the wrath of the local champion by pulling her away from a winning lead to do her interview.
I'm starting to giggle because I'm glancing down this list, having a look at, you know, this again, this definition of sport, because I thought there might have been a handstand competition. I was talking to regular listener here, Lee, the other day, and he told me that he was a handstand champion at Lockridge Senior High School.
Really?
I don't know if other schools had those formal or informal competitions, but no.
I'm not sure if it's hidden treasure. It's definitely hidden memories, because you've got four square there as well, and hopscotch, a few things like that.
Yeah. All right, what about croquet?
There are 9 croquet clubs tucked away in Perth on quiet streets with quiet participants who enjoy the clink of wooden mallets gently caressing wooden balls steady through little hoops. It's a sport that's best undertaken if you enjoy making conversation. It's a gentle sport without a lot of controversy to generate discussion. So for a try before you buy experience, get in contact with the Mount Lawley Club. They're called the Forest Park Club, and they have introductory courses in October where you can just walk the greens and gently clink some balls.
Have you played?
I have, a long time ago. In fact, this is a wonderful memory for me, because the last time I played was in Sandakan up in Borneo.
Yeah.
On a hillside, a colonial estate, with a gin and tonic in one hand, overlooking Sandakan town, and in wicker chairs and the clinking of balls and the hoops. So special little memory. Haven't really done it at the Mount Lawley Club for a while, but there you go. It's a good pastime, which does prove itself as a sport.
4 minutes away from 9 here on ABC Radio Perth, and going through the Kimberley and the Pilbara this morning as well. Chris Parry, our travel writer who joins us for Hidden Treasures each week, is sharing with us some lesser-known sports and activities that happen around the place. A fun French sport for us to try out now, Chris.
Pétanque. It's French for "you don't want our submarines." Actually, it's French for "feet together." And it's similar to lawn bowls and normally played on sandy ground with very shiny metal balls. There are 5 clubs in WA, and they pétanque with all ages. And what I love about pétanque and the clubs is that they have an emphasis on supporting players with disability.
I'm used to your naff humour, Chris Parry, but then when you throw in something as good as that, you caught me by surprise. Hidden Treasures, it's almost like a world tour. Tell us about the Spanish sport you've got lined up next.
If I was to fall in love with a sport, it would be this, and I'm going to go out and get stuck into this summer. Paddle is the creative offspring of tennis and squash. It's huge in Spain, and it's been launched in Perth by 2 Spanish twin sisters, and the Rebol Tennis Club in Floreat have got 3 courts, and you can actually use the sides of the court. The net is so tight that you can hit the ball like indoor cricket. So you have to play in doubles, and you serve underarm. And also, they've put a coffee shop right alongside the court, so you literally can sip and serve.
Do you know what sort of ball they use?
I know that it's a little bit bigger than a tennis ball, but it's also not fluffy.
Yeah, okay.
And the racket is a bit smaller than tennis racket, but it's got a covering over it.
Okay.
So it's not like the strings. It's an Padel. Entry. Yeah, really good. Padel or paddle?
Paddle.
I found as many descriptions of it being called paddle as I did padel.
We've not forgotten our friends up north. You've found something up in the northwest for us?
Absolutely. In the Pilbara, a dragon boat carnival is being held at the historic old port town of Cossack in just a few weeks. Just a rock of iron ore's throw away from Roebourne. So they still need crews. So if you like a high-pressure paddle in a sport that began in southern China 2,000 years ago, get into it.
Something there to enjoy. We ask you at the end, why is this a hidden treasure? It's not quite that question today, but I'm going to ask you then, why can sport lead us to the hidden treasures in our neighbourhood, Chris Parry?
Sport is more than just watching things on TV and maybe signing up and going and doing it. It's about connecting with a tribe, and that's what I love most about it. Forget the fitness and health stuff. Sport in our suburbs is a hidden treasure because it connects us to other people in our community and is another reason to see what's out there. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, and it's the thrill of finding something new to do in our suburbs every weekend.
I wish I had time to slip that in before we head to the news at 9 o'clock. Don't, unfortunately. Text coming through on 0437 922 720 from Anna. Good morning to you. Hey, guys, what about pickleball?
Pickleball? I haven't heard of pickleball.
Neither have I. Molly?
Tell us more.
Nope, she's shaking her head too. So, Anna, you're probably going to have to send us a message and tell us more about pickleball, and we may have to send Chris Parry out on
That's
an
right.
adventure to find out more about pickleball. Where are you watching the footy this afternoon?
From home.
Okay.
TV.
Yep. You're going down to watch your Bulldogs tomorrow?
I am indeed. Can't a mighty Bulldogs.